Earlier this year, Karen Harder, one of our members, said something that really stuck with me. She said, when she was referencing the usual advice that this is a marathon and not a sprint, but she said her theory was that this time it isn't even the marathon. It's the training for the marathon. I find this both terrifying and liberating. It reminds me of the truly liminal nature of this moment. Liminality is a concept developed by anthropologist Victor Turner as a way of describing life's threshold moments, the times between times, or what William Bridges calls the neutral zone. It's no longer the ending, but not yet the beginning. Many cultures develop rituals and rites to mark the passage into and within liminal times. Many cultures, but not ours. In our culture, we tend to imagine transitions, as Bridges says, like crossing the street, where one would be a fool to stay out there in the middle of the street any longer than was necessary. So once you step off the curb, you move to the other side as fast as you can. The between times aren't always all that fun, as we can attest to right now. I know. They are disorienting and destabilizing, even painful. In the in-between, we confront grief and loss, anger and disappointment. The between can be lonely and scary. Because in the in-between, we learn to let go of the self that was identified with what has ended, and we make space for the self that will love what is emerging, but that new self isn't here yet. It can be lonely, confusing, disorienting. As Karen's analogy implies, the between time is a time of learning and practicing, growing in endurance and preparing. When a whole society is in the in-between space, we have the chance to reevaluate the values that we've held at our center, like whether or not it's okay to wear pajamas to church, for example, or for that matter, the value of going to church at all. Because the normal ways that we think about these values, our normative behaviors, and the ways that we understand ourselves by way of these behaviors, all of this dissolves in the in-between. And in that dissolution, there emerges the space and the time for something entirely new to begin. This is the idea of a gap year. Graduating seniors who are ultimately, they believe, college bound, instead of just crossing the street, educationally speaking, they take a year and do something entirely different, get off the track that they've been on for the whole of their conscious lives, and discover who they are in a whole new context. As adults, we call these gap years sabbaticals, an intentional time set apart from your job. Sometimes funded by your employer, sometimes self-funded. Now, one of the reasons I started to think about the idea of the gap year, to speak about this experience of the neutral zone, was because for a lot of us with kids at home, there's been at least one moment in the last few months where we have wished that instead of having to figure out how to do school during a global pandemic, we could just all decide to call a gap year, like learn different things in different ways for the years, and then just pick it up again next year. And so I started to wonder, like, what if we did that? What if we leaned into the fact that we are all literally in a gap year, in the neutral zone, without the markers and the tools of the past, and yet not yet in the clarity of the new? And what if instead of just the kids taking a gap year, we all decided to lean into the neutral zone and give ourselves the time and the space to do things differently? It's a really challenging reality to imagine, with all sorts of ripple effects, especially economic ripple effects, which is a fitting reflection for this Labor Day weekend. One of the things you realize is that it's so hard to imagine something entirely different than the world that we've known, to imagine something entirely new. It can be really anxiety provoking. I mean, last week in the water communion service, we practiced letting go, which in the moment can feel really good. But if there isn't already the clear thing to grab onto on the other side, instead of really letting go, we can end up getting stuck and repeat old patterns and behaviors and try to approximate an old world and an old life and an old self that actually no longer exists, which is an exercise of grief. There is no going back. Just as problematic, we can instead, in that uncertainty, rush ahead to something new, whatever it is, for the security that it promises. Bridges calls these two impulses the traps of fast forward and reverse. I mean, how many of us have wished that we could speed up this time between now and the end of the pandemic? All of us, obviously. But if this is our gap year, then trying to speed up through all of this would only mean that we would skip the potential formative work uniquely available to us here. And so the trick is to be here. Accept this time for what it is in all of its discomfort and disorientation and uncertainty. The trick is to be here. In these days, we can get so caught up in our current reality, especially in the survival mode that so many of us are in. We can find ourselves with a poverty of imagination. It can be terrifying to release ourselves from the world that was, because it's all we know, and the new world isn't built yet. How would it all work? Maybe it would be horrible. But in the great unknown of this time, we can remember that we created the world as it has been, and we can create something else. Especially on Labor Day weekend, we can remember that the factors of this economic system, we created it, and we can keep creating it, finding new ways to sustain the old values in the new emerging world. Or we can take this unique opportunity we have in this time to try to imagine our way to something else. This is always the invitation in the great transition of our lives, to give ourselves enough space to wander in the wilderness long enough so that something new can emerge, something new in the world and something new in us. This in-between time is not wasted time. It is the foundation on which we are building the world that is trying to be born. Let's build it together.